Welcome to episode 481 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As the Apostle Paul wraps up his second letter to New Thessalonian believers, he offers a fourth prayer for them in three chapters. He prays in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 16, "Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all." Then after a verse authenticating himself as the author of this letter, he adds in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 18, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Paul's prayers show that we must depend on the Lord's grace and strength in every situation, both for our own growth and for the growth of others we care about. Also, God's grace and love are recurring themes in Paul's prayers. Those qualities are the prime motivation for spiritual growth. While it's not comprehensive, Paul's concluding prayer and his authenticating signature to this letter give us a short pattern for Christian growth and Christian thriving. To grow in Christ, seek his peace in every situation. Seek his presence every day. Submit to his word as our authority and saturate our lives with his grace. The Thessalonians were going through persecution, battling false teaching, and dealing with unruly church members. Each of those situations can create tension and strife in a local church. In this battle, Paul prays for the reality of the Lord's peace continually and in every circumstance. While his prayer has an individual application, the primary application in this context is for the church to experience God's peace. The Hebrew concept of shalom, which is behind Paul's thinking, refers not just to the absence of strife, but to overall well-being or wholeness. It is very much aligned to the notion of abundant living. And there can not only be individual thriving, communities of believers can also thrive. And shalom can be true for communities, not just individuals. Peace with God is a gift that comes from Christ through justification by faith and sanctification. By birth and because of our sins, we were all hostile toward God, alienated from him in our thoughts and deeds. But by his grace, Christ obtained our peace with God through the blood of his cross. This is why Paul can assert in Romans 5 verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Also, peace comes through sanctification by the Holy Spirit. As Paul prays in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We cannot enjoy peace with God while we are living in known disobedience to his commands, while we are flagrantly ignoring the guidelines that he has established for our well-being. David was clearly a believer when he sinned with Bathsheba and had her husband murdered. But in Psalm 38, he goes on, verse after verse, describing the turmoil and lack of peace that engulfed him because of his sin. Peace with God also results in peace with other believers, even if they are very different than we are. Concerning the reconciliation between Jews and Gentiles in the church, Paul writes in Ephesians 2 verse 14, "For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." The dividing wall was a chest-high wall in the temple that divided the court of the Gentiles from the court of the Jews. There was a sign on it warning Gentiles that if they ventured beyond that point, they were responsible for their own deaths. But in Christ, that barrier is removed, so that in the church, there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and freeman, but Christ is all and in all. But even though Christ is our peace, peace among believers is not automatic. Because of our different personalities, backgrounds, and perspectives, and because of residual sin in our hearts, we need constantly to work at peaceful relationships. Paul's command in 2 Thessalonians 3 verses 14 to 15 for the church to discipline unruly brethren who refuse to work could have resulted in discord in the church, as people who were friends or relatives of the disciplined members may have come to their defense. But Paul's approach was not to achieve peace by avoiding confronting sin. That would have resulted in bigger problems. Rather, his approach was to deal with sin and then pray for the Lord's peace to be experienced in every circumstance. The guidelines for abundant living are designed to steer us away from sin. There can be no peace if sin has a chokehold on our lives. We enjoy life to the full, a life of shalom, when we love God and love our neighbor. To grow in Christ, seek His presence every day. Christ's presence cannot be experienced when we harbor sin in our hearts. This is true both individually and as a church. Of course, we wouldn't ever sin if we remember that God is with us. When David sinned with Bathsheba and finally came to repentance, he cried in Psalm 51 verse 11, "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." While the Lord promised that the Holy Spirit would be with us forever, in John 14 verses 16 to 17, we forfeit the experience of His presence if we harbor known sin in our hearts. If we have bitterness toward those who have wronged us, or if we have not asked forgiveness and sought to restore relationships where we have wronged others, we will not experience God's presence in this church, in our homes, or in our personal lives. Don't let any sin rob you of experiencing Christ's presence. To grow in Christ, submit to His word as your authority in life. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 17, "I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, and this is a distinguishing mark in every letter. This is the way I write." Paul had been dictating this letter to a secretary. Now the apostle takes the quill and writes the rest of the letter in his own hand, to authenticate that the letter is truly from Him. To submit to God's word, you need to know His word by continually reading and studying it. To grow in your Christian walk, submit all your life to all of God's word. His word provides deep and clear insights into how to live life to the full. To grow in Christ, saturate your life with His grace. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 18, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." God's grace operates through the Holy Spirit, changing our hearts, giving us the desire to please and obey Him. God's grace does not give us the freedom to sin, rather it frees us from sin. We need to hold the line on God's absolute moral standards, but if it were not for God's grace, we'd all be violating those standards. Everyone we meet struggles with something, and everyone needs God's grace. We can be channels through which grace flows to others. Father, help us to experience shalom by seeking your peace in every situation, by seeking your presence every day, by submitting to your word as the absolute authority, and by saturating our lives with your grace. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.